Just like you, we're working hard to boost our direct booking strategy and reduce our dependence on Airbnb. But we were a little bit nervous about how we would verify guests who book directly with us. That's why we've started using Know Your Guest by Superhog.
Know Your Guest introduces guest screening seamlessly into our reservation process, allowing us to authenticate guest details in real time across multiple databases. This prevents fraud and unwanted parties. Talk about incredible peace of mind.
Plus, Superhog offers a damage waiver program to cover damages efficiently. You can leverage their damage protection plan that offers unmatched short-term rental protection up to $5 million for all verified bookings.
With Know Your Guest by Superhog, we're scaling our direct bookings without all the worry. Just click the link in our show notes and book your free Superhog demo today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hosting hot tip. You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome pieces for our short-term rentals?
Well, we're going to let you in on our secret weapon. It is Manoan. They have steep discounts on over 100 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Parachute, Bello. The list goes on and on. But these discounts are for hosts and designers for hosts only.
I had my eye on this awesome coffee table from Wayfair, wanting to give our listing that wow factor, but you know us. We are all about having our numbers dialed in and staying budget friendly.
And that's where Manoan stepped in with an awesome discount. And here's the kicker. Becoming a member is totally free. Yes, I said free. F-R-E-E. No cost to join. No monthly membership. It is completely free. But these discounts are exclusive. You do have to be a host or a designer for hosts.
Once you're a member, all you have to do is head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and purchase and fill your shopping cart in just a few clicks. And it's not just furniture and decor. Restock your most used items anytime you need to refill your supply area.
Exactly. And the best part, again, no catch. There's no fees, nada. Just major discounts waiting for you. Being a Manoan member is like being a VIP host without breaking the bank.
So head on over to manoanexperience.com. That's M-I-N-O-A-N experience.com, or just simply click the link in our show notes and sign up and let the savings begin.
Picture this. Your guest sends you a message saying, "Oops, we spilled red wine all over your couch." Now, instead of stressing or diving into awkward back and forth, you can say, "No worries, it's covered." That's the magic of damage waivers. No more stressful damage claims or awkward conversations with guests. And guess what? It's a major moneymaker too. In our upcoming one-hour TFE crash course this coming Wednesday, September 25th at 2 p.m. Eastern, we're teaching how you can use damage waivers to protect your properties, boost your revenue, and keep things cool with your guests. We'll cover everything from setting it up to dealing with accidents to making your bookkeeping a breeze. And for just $147, this investment is a no-brainer. You'll walk away with a money-making strategy that can pay for itself in no time. Join us and learn how damage waivers are the win-win solution your hosting business needs. Say goodbye to the awkward guest combos and hello to extra cash in your pocket. Reserve your spot now by going to thanksforvisiting.com/course. That's thanksforvisiting.com/course. And join us Wednesday, September 25th at 2 p.m. Eastern. Let's turn accidental damage into actual profits. You do not want to miss this.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do every week and sharing one of you who's going to strshare.com, sharing your short-term rental with us so we can celebrate you here on the podcast, on our Instagram channel on Sunday, to our entire email list. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at El Ranchito Poconos. Again, at El Ranchito Poconos. We'll make sure to link it below. And I am fired up about Brenda and Junior because they are giving me so many ideas right now. Everyone, I love, they have in their Instagram bio, I have not seen this and I am here for it, their phone number. And I love it because their call to action is text to book, DM or text us to book. You got to ask for the sale. I love that. And I just think, you know, how many people are actually, I know all of you are like, I'm not putting my phone number out there. Number one, maybe it's a Google number. Who knows?
No, but as Annette calls it, it's a burner phone.
Burner phone. I'm getting a burner phone. But I just... To me, as a potential guest, I know Brenda and Junior are going to be there for me. Like, their phone number is right there in their Instagram bio. So take that and you know. And the other thing is, try it for a little while. See what happens there. The next thing that I love that they have done, they built their, like, Instagram moment or their memory-making moment is in part of the exterior of their home. They built one of those, like, oversized giant Adirondack chairs and put their logo on it so people can take, you know, photos of the group with their logo, kind of commemorate their stay, maybe do selfies. And I just thought that is such a special way for people to have that group photo, and whether it's two people or four people, so however many, just have that group photo, have your logo in the background. And again, just really letting your guests know how happy you are that they chose to stay with you and that you put in that little bit of extra effort and thought about them, that they're spending their time with you on their vacation. And I love that. So please give them a follow. And they have a ton. I want to share too, just getting inspiration from them. They have a lot of reels and a lot of carousels with a lot of different photos and a lot of different angles of their property. So hopefully you can garner some inspiration there for some reels and for some photo carousels for your feed too. So thanks for using, going to STR Share, letting us know about your properties. Well done. Sarah, it's kind of a little bit of a different episode for us, but I'm excited about sharing this.
Yes. So a few weeks ago, well, actually, by the time this goes live, it'll probably be over a month ago, one of our mastermind members, Tanya Rooney, who's actually been on the show before, she was buying a motel and things were going crazy. So we wanted to share her motel purchasing story with all of you. She was a guest on the show here, but she's been in our mastermind for years now.
Years.
She's
been to all of our live events.
Yes.
You are, man, Tanya.
She also is superstar. Great. She has a group of friends within our mastermind that she created with them. They call themselves the Great Eight.
Shout out Great Eight. They're the best.
They're so cute. And Tanya's always been very, as you can tell, supportive of groups. And mm-hmm. She calls them her tribe. And how important tribes have been to her real estate growth, to her business growth, to her personal growth. And so much so that she wanted to start a podcast.
She did it.
And there are people out there that talk about doing things and sometimes they don't do them, but Tanya did them. Not only that, but they call it, how many episodes is it, Annette, when you fade, pod fade?
It used to be 12. Now it's around 21.
Okay.
Pod fade. So it's like less than 1% of podcasts out there get past 21 episodes.
So we are episode number 14 for Tanya.
She's past that 12, that yes. First stage of pod fade.
Yes.
So just joking.
Really, and she's the kind of woman who's going to, if she says she's going to do it, she's going to keep doing it as long as it serves her. She asked us to be a guest on her podcast and we could not say no to her. She's been so supportive in our group with her fellow members of Annette and myself. We wanted to continue to show her how much we support her and everything that she's doing in her life. Because when you join our mastermind, it's not just about your real estate. It's not just about your property. It's truly about you as the human being and being deeply
connected to you and wanting you to succeed in anything that you put your mind to. So we're guests on her show, and we do talk about, because her show is called Tribe Builders. So we talk about the importance of community, especially when you do something as multifaceted as buying and running short-term rentals.
And we want to share that every single one of you as a listener, you are part of our tribe.
Yes.
And even though maybe we don't see you face to face, but we really do appreciate you listening. We do feel like you are part of our tribe, our community. If you ever see us out and about, please, please come up to us. If you have an idea, if you want to start a podcast, a YouTube channel, your short-term rental, please reach out to us. We really do want to support you and help you in all of those endeavors. That is our mission here. But we wanted to share this episode. It was a little bit more of like us getting interviewed, and we thought you would enjoy it.
Yeah. So Tanya is going to be interviewing us, and we do, the topic is building your tribe. But we think this is very important for all of you to listen to. And we do want to share with you that we'd love for you to join our mastermind. We know that we can absolutely change your short-term rental business if you gave us 6 months. And then of like Tanya, you could stay on longer and we can continue to be a part of that growth with you. If our mastermind isn't a great fit for you, just to find your tribe and how important it is. And you'll hear in this episode what it's done for Annette, myself, and Tanya. But we know you'll get a lot of value out of this episode. So we hope you are excited about this different format as we are.
So you can click the link in the show notes to find out more about joining us inside our mastermind.
Hi, this is Tanya with Tribe Builders, and I have like the coolest freaking people on today. I'm super excited to talk to them. So I call them the Thanks for Visiting Gals, and their names are Sarah and Annette, and I met them because I was listening to their podcast for like a while, because I joined the short-term rental world and was like, I don't know how to do some things. So I started talking, or I started listening to their podcast. And then one day I heard a really good podcast and I realized it was a couple of their members. And I thought, oh my God, I want to go hang out with them. And then weird, lo and behold, they actually had a mastermind that I could join. And so a couple months later I joined, and now it's been a few years. And yeah, now I get to freaking talk to them on a podcast because they're super fun. And they said yes. So welcome. I'm Sarah and Annette.
Thanks, Tanya.
Yes, awesome to be here with you.
Heck yeah. So for people that know like nothing about you two, please tell everybody about like what you do. I guess that's a good spot to start.
Sure, absolutely. Let's do our intro.
Oh, she wants to get real nerdy, Tanya. I apologize. No. I'm Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. I moved to.
That was.
Thank you.
Not
very
as
nerdy.
Good as I was wanting it to be.
Okay. I didn't give you all my energy, but that's okay because I get excited to share how I met Annette, because I think it's actually very, very relevant to your mission here, Tanya. Is I moved to Columbus, Ohio, and I didn't know anybody, like not one soul. And I did know that I had an interest, it was short-term rentals, but it could have been any interest, right? And so I made sure that I got dialed in to what was going on with that interest in my new city. And I went to some city council meetings to fight for our right to host responsibly short-term rentals here in Columbus. But that was where Annette and I met for the first time. And we forget exactly how it happened, but we ended up meeting for a coffee, and it was a great conversation. Like there was no dead space. Like I was like, wait, this woman works just as hard as I do. So we had another meeting. I think that second meeting there were tears, because like, no, really, she works as hard as I do. Like I don't meet anyone like this ever. And she was already doing a podcast, and she asked if I would be a guest. I said yes. Again, the business chemistry was still there. And eventually she asked me to join her on this business journey together. And we've since then created Thanks for Visiting, which is a podcast and educational platform for other short-term rental investors and hosts across the world. And that's where we are today.
Mm-hmm. And I want to mention there that it was us maybe not intending to full on start this business, but it was us talking and not being able to stop talking about short-term rentals and how we run them and all of the details. And we just knew that there had to be more people out there, that our tribe had to be out there somewhere, that we couldn't keep our voices contained to just us. Like, it wasn't fair. Like, we wanted to meet the people and we thought the people needed to meet us. And my other offering is is age related? Because this is something I didn't think was going to happen either. Like, I met Sarah in my mid 40s, you know? So I just want to everyone to understand that and kind of open their mind that your next tribe, your new tribe can be out there at any age. So, and any new endeavor, I like to say I'm on my third career also. So like that is, I just want to incentivize people that your community, your tribe is out there and it is never, ever too late.
Yes, I love everything about that because it's totally true. Like I have like groups of friends from every stage of my life, you know, like we might talk to some people from back home, like maybe your childhood, and then you had college days, and then you had whatever your first job or first career looked like. And then, yeah, I've reinvented quite a few times as well, it feels like at this point. And there's been people along the way every time. So how freaking fun. Could you tell people what your community looks like?
Sure. So it initially started with our podcast and our podcast listeners. So that is anyone that is short-term hosting. And our main focus is owner operators, people that own their short-term rental, they run their short-term rental, and hospitality is top of mind. They care about all the details and of course making money, but they know that if they put people first and the stay first, that those profits will come. And so at first it just started as our community was our listeners, but we listened to our listeners. And then that's when we actually built an online community, our mastermind, where people were wanting to go to that next level. So now we have our mastermind group and we meet very, very often on the internet, which has been like the best thing ever. And then, I mean, we have had a conference. We have conferences too, where we get to meet in person, which that's extra special. But really our online community, our Facebook group and our coaching, live coaching, that is where our community lives now, that aren't just listening to us on the podcast or our YouTube channel.
That's awesome. And what is the size, I guess, what is the range of the size that it kind of sticks to?
Sure. That's a great question.
I would say she held steady around 300 inside of the private mastermind. Yeah.
And it fluctuates. Like people come in for 6 months. Of course we want, Tanya, you mentioned it. I mean, our goal with any community is to make it sticky and have people stay on for years. But we also understand people go through seasons. Like maybe they got in, they learned a lot, they need to go execute, come back. Some people buy properties and life changes and they sell them or they move to long-term. But yeah, Sarah, it hovers around that 300 person mark.
Okay. And then, so you kind of have two communities, at least like I would consider it two communities. You have the Hosting Business Mastery Method, which for people listening, that's how I met Sarah and Annette, is I joined their group. And it is fantastic because it's a really safe space for people to learn, to ask questions. I've said this before and I'll say it every single time I feel it. I think free Facebook groups suck because they throw shade a lot harder and faster, and they can be very rude. They can still be helpful. I'm not saying that they're not great, but there's just a lot less, like, you know, when you pay to play, whether it's $10 a month or $400 a month or $4,000 a month, you get different quality of people that maybe care, that do feel like a community, rather than people just kind of trying to bring you down because of the question you're asking, because you're trying to make more money, because you made a mistake and you're trying to remedy it, whatever that may be. So you have that group that obviously I'm a huge champion for, but you also have this other big community surrounding like your Thanks for Visiting podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, people know who you guys are. They hear your voice and they're like, hey, wait a minute. I know that voice. What is that? So how do you guys interact with your community? Cause that one's, I think that one's substantially bigger than your Hosting Business Mastery.
Yeah, that's probably
it's loaded.
Yeah, because we go back and forth on, you know, do we have a free Facebook group for the people that listen to the podcast? Do we have a monthly like mixer? What does that look like? And so we don't do any of those things currently because we do spend all of our time inside our paid membership. And so I can share that is a little bit lonely, you know, because we just talk into the microphone each week and we think people are listening, but we don't know. I mean, the reviews matter, you know, when we see the reviews, we're like, oh, okay, people are listening. We do have an Ask Us Anything, like Hosting Hotline episode. And that actually is really fulfilling when people they'll ask us questions and they'll say like, hey, I listen to you every week. And we're like, oh, that's so cool. But we can share that that is something that, you know, yes, we're talking amongst that community, but we don't get that feedback. And that is, that does make it a little bit tough. Luckily, I have, I'm just going to say it, like I have Sarah to at least talk to back and forth and, on those quote unquote solo episodes. But that is a challenge. That's a challenge. And I don't think it's anything. I think our live event, that is where the people that are not part of our membership, they have participated in that live event. And I can say a majority of our people that come to that are very loyal listeners there. So that's like where we get that in person with them.
Oh, that's super awesome. And I would also like to, I guess, add to that, that you guys are pretty active on social. So I think like, it seems like you guys are active with the people that comment. And literally, if somebody has a problem, it seems like you guys will throw some, here, this is what we would do, or here, this is a podcast that we, that we've recorded about that.
Yeah, I think that's something that we can dig into a little bit in terms of like, whether you're looking for your tribe to grow your business, which also as a business owner just helps to grow you or to just grow yourself personally and fulfill you personally, that it is really important that you have to give back. Like if you're trying to grow a community or be a part of a community, that when people do DM us on Instagram, you better believe it's not some like one word answer. Like we will send you video back. We will send you like a pair because you took the time to hang out with us on our Instagram channel or our YouTube channel. And then you trust us enough to ask a question where you feel safe enough to get a great response back. So, and we know that if we want to grow our community, which we do, because it helps us, it fuels our business so that we can continue to produce content, stay up to date with everything that's going on, give people behind the scenes look into other businesses into like ways for you to pivot or strategize extra growth in your business. But we know too, that we have to be able to be there for our community one-on-one and participate in those conversations. So yeah.
I want to share something like it's... Sarah and I were just having a COVID moment of like things that happening before COVID and don't happen anymore. Our first plunge, while we were podcasting, our first plunge into building community, we actually started a meetup here in Columbus, Ohio, where we live, and it was for short-term rental hosts, and we put it on meetup.com. And this is, I think, important for people to know, like, we had to pay the $50 a month to be on meetup.com. We fortunately, we had an amazing host that helped us. She had a bar and restaurant. She let us host it there. But like Sarah and I were literally picking up pizzas. We had never earned a dollar from our business yet. We were picking up pizzas, you know, telling people there would be awesome people, awesome conversation, food. Like there was a bar. They had to purchase their own. But like we were investing in people financially way before we ever even knew what we were growing, but we just knew it was important to get people together and talk to them. And I think sometimes people are hesitant to spend either the time, it's going to do two, this is common. It's going to be either two things. You're either going to spend time or you're going to spend money.
Or both,
most likely both. And like, we spent both of those on this meetup, but that meetup really, really was important to our next steps in business. And like, wait, because we put our ads out there we did paid ads too for our meetup. So I think it was a test on, could we build a community? Are people even interested in short-term rentals and meeting and talking about them? And we were like, when I say it was a small venue, but it was standing room only. And we were like, oh my gosh. I funny story. I actually introduced myself. I told everybody my name was Sarah. Like, I don't get nervous. There are so many people there. The one thing you're never going to forget is your name. And I will never forget that day because our first meetup, I said the wrong name, but I just want everyone. Yeah. So if you ever get nervous public speaking, you know, yeah, I forgot my name, but that was I think that was a pivotal moment for us. Like, and as business partners, we were willing, like, okay, what's this going to cost? You know, Sarah and I were getting out we were putting our personal money in, like, let's split this meetup. Like a lot of times there aren't immediate returns on that investment. But looking back now, that was like, we were betting on ourselves and we were betting that there was a community of people. And these hosts, like, it was funny. They would they would talk to Sarah and I, but we would just kind of introduce ourselves and we'd pick a topic. And then we'd stand in the corner and just watch them like talk and talk and talk. It would be like, we basically had to like, okay, it's time to go home now. Like people were just hungry to talk to other hosts and like talk about what was working, what wasn't working, where's their next property. So that in-person meetup, unfortunately we did stop it when COVID hit, and that's when our online community grew. But I'm telling you, there's a ton of value in starting something in your town. And that's, I mean, meetup.com is a great, great place to start for that, with that.
Yeah, I love this. Last night I hosted my first meetup. I've never done that before. And I was just telling people, I'm like, come find your hosting besties, because I have hosting besties. And that is thanks to you ladies and your mastermind. Like, they're truly like, we talk daily kind of besties. Yeah, the grade eight, the grade eight is there. It's strong. Yep. And I just now, like, I don't have capacity to add people to the grade eight, but I think about, okay, other people need their grade eight. And that, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of my messaging around Tribe Builders is like, people need, you don't even know that you need it. And sometimes it's really hard to sell that kind of comment, but once you have it, holy crap, it's incredible. Like, it is so cool. Cause I mean, my husband listens, like, your husband listens, your mom listens, your friends, all of these people listen to us and are weird, you know, like, who's going to match my weird or who's going to match my freak, because, you know, the way we fold towels matters. But when you start telling how you fold towels to somebody else, like, I had a conversation with a motel guy last week and he told me about the way he folds sheets or his laundry people fold sheets. And I literally, I'm like, hey, I need a video, because I don't know what you're talking about. But he's like, yeah, there's a right way and a wrong way. And it actually, it shaves off a couple of minutes off of making a bed. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he can't explain. I know. I'm going to try to get the video.
He's probably a triple
I'll try shooter. To. No. No, I don't think he is, but I'll ask him. But seriously, that's the kind of stuff, like, you hear that. And when you're around your people,
they get it.
It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a fitness person. It could be, you know, a CrossFitter. It could be a person that just really likes to like cook a certain way. Yeah. It could be a yarn person or like, you know, a knitter. It doesn't matter what it is, but it is so incredible and fun to watch it happen when people are like, oh my God, you don't think I'm weird because I fold my towels this very specific way. And when you're around that, it lights you up. Like, you get to share your weird passions about folding toilet paper. Like, it's so silly.
That's a free fly for sure.
I just love it. So I love that you guys did that. Cause I mean, last night was my first meetup that I'm like, okay, let's give this a try. You know, there were eight of us. That was super fun for me. That I'm like, somebody showed up. Sweet. It's like the most nerve-wracking thing the first time it ever happens to. Mm-hmm. It's like, is anybody going to actually show? Oh, I love it. But I think another thing I did at least want to point out is that I love that you guys actually do the thing. Like, there are plenty of people that have masterminds. Like, I'm a believer in masterminds. I freaking love it. I think people should find the people they want to hang out with. But there's a lot of masterminds that people don't do that stuff anymore. Like, they train on something that maybe was post-COVID or some kind of business that maybe they're not in every single day. And I think that's the reason that I love you two, is that you have your finger on the pulse, but you're also still hiring, still, you know, trying to find new cleaners here and there, need to, you know, change the way that we do things safely. There's changing, like, we have different changing systems all the time. Like, you guys are actually freaking in it, which makes it better. I'm assuming that helps with your guys' community building too.
I believe that it does. Mm-hmm. I believe that, I mean, this is my personality, but if I'm going to learn from someone, I want to know that they understand not how it was 5, 10, 15 years ago, but how it is today. Like, just today, actually, we're considering joining another community for our business. And today we had like a group sales call, and you better believe, like, yes, we cared about the presenter and the person who was offering us the community, but we also want to see, like, who else are we?
I took notes. I'm looking them all up. I want to.
She looked them all up before the call was over. We had all the tabs up with people, because it matters.
We know how important it is. Like, it's not just the leader; it's everyone in there too.
Yeah.
But Tanya, talking about doing the thing. That also shows you who your community is, because there are some people, they don't care. If there is someone shouting from the rooftops, passive income, you can make this much money, they're just going to go with them. And they don't care if they've done it, if they did it once, if they did it twice, if they'll never do it again. They just hear like this result and they're like clinging to it. And that's okay. But we also know that's not our tribe. And, you know, we're really straight shooters on that. And so I think that also is a differentiator of like who is going to come into your community, because, you know, we dip in a lot of different communities all the time. And it's like, well, wait a second, this community seems very graspy. Like everybody's trying to get rich quick, you know, and you can feel that energy. And we wanted to make sure inside our community that we don't have, like, they're just trying to find a path to wealth. They don't care which one it is. We want people to like really care about people. And these people are staying in our homes like overnight, you know, they're spending their hard earned money to sleep in your bed, you know? So I think that that's also why we do that too, to know that like, hey, these are the people that we're going to pull into our community, because we could do a lot of different marketing, have a lot of different messages, and it would pull a whole different group into our community. So we have a lot of awareness around that.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Like I've interviewed people, like if I know I'm spending more than 10 grand on a group, I you know, do the sales call, talk to, you know, potentially the CEO, that kind of stuff. And then I'm like, okay, now I need normal people. Can you give me a reference? And I hop on a call with a normal person to be like, I want to know really how this affected you. And I think if somebody's spending that much money, you're totally allowed to do that. You can ask whatever freaking questions you want. You know, my first mastermind that I joined was over $10,000, and I grilled him, and then I asked to grill somebody else. And I think that stuff is totally valid. You're allowed to do stuff like that. So I love that. And I love that, like, you can curate the group, which is more fun.
And I want to make it clear, because a lot of times when you hear the word mastermind, you automatically associate it with this very a higher price point. And we've also been very purposeful in that. Our mastermind is, you know, a fraction.
It's not 10 grand.
I want to make that very clear.
Yeah.
And we've been in a lot of communities with coaches, and they clap back at us like, why are you even charging this? And we're like, we have a bigger mission here. We want these people to be involved with us for a very, very long time. And so again, that's just part of our mission and where we are. And understanding that, you know, there's a lot of like buzz around, you know, pricing or high ticket sales and the sales call and things like that. So we have a lot of awareness around that too. For sure.
Yeah. You guys are really intentional. It seems like you're very intentional with a lot of the decisions you make. So when people question it, it's like, don't worry, guys. Like, this is, you're going to be okay if you go towards this.
Right.
I point people in this direction all the time. I'm like, do this one. This is a good one. You'll get warm fuzzies. So can you tell me what's something surprising? Like, I'm certain that you guys started to build this community and didn't think it would take off the way it did. Like, there's no way you would ever know, like, fast forward however many years you've had this, that would have happened. Can you talk to me about, like, what kinds of things have surprised you the most about, like, out of your hands, like, that wasn't intended, but it is so beautiful and cool.
That's good. I'm going to say it to bring it back. Things like the Great Eight, like it was really funny. Like at our first conference, it was like, we had just done some things and like, or, you know, just got off stage and the day was done. And like, it was Sarah and I like sitting alone at the, together alone at the bar. And we were like looking around and we're like, oh my gosh, like the Great Eight was going to dinner. There was like another group going to dinner. And we were like, okay, well, we didn't get invited, but like, I think this is good.
I think it's a good thing.
We had this moment. No, it was like, I can share with you. We're like, for a second, we were like, oh, like, well, that's weird. And then we were like,
what about us?
But then we were like, holy smokes. Like, that is so cool. Like, they want to be together. Like, I would get actually teary-eyed thinking about that. Because it was this thing of like, at first we were like, are we doing something wrong? Like, they don't want to, like, and then I was like, wait, I think we're doing everything right. Like, they are wanting to hang out together. They are texting each other. And I was like, that's what we want to foster, not it has to be about us. And so that was a weird, I don't want to say weird, but there was definitely a moment when we were like, oh, this is bigger than us. And that was like, very, very cool. Very, very cool. So I can share that. That was one of those things that I was like, oh, like they're cool to like be on their own. So that was a cool, something that I was not anticipating. I can share.
For me, it was the fact that this was going to be my full-time job. Not, I didn't say the word job, because job gets such a negative connotation, although I love working, so it's fine. my full-time work, you know, like when we met at that city council meeting, and even when she asked me to be a guest in our podcast and asked me to co-host it with her, I had come from a world of, I was a home renovation blogger, and I had some success doing that. Like, I made passive money and I got to speak at some notable conferences, but like, obviously, like Nick and I, my husband and I were still flipping houses and we were still like investing. And like, because like money was like, you know what I'm saying?
Tight.
I remember that. And he was like, maybe actually, so this way.
I remember he's going to drive Uber. Yeah, I remember you were like, if we don't make this work in that, my husband just said he's going to drive Uber. Not that there's anything wrong with driving Uber. I remember you got that call and we were like, get the mic out. We need to record some podcast episodes.
But the thing is, it's like, we had, and I believe this too, we had a backup for our backup in terms of like making money, which made me feel more confident to get a little bit more risky. And it was several things, several little moments of success, right? People showing up to our meetup and then like people reaching out to us because they were listening to podcasts. It's like, Annette, people are listening. Like, I know there's like, you can see downloads. I'm not saying like we were ignoring our data, but it's different when they actually make an effort to reach out to you.
Yes.
And so then we're like, well, maybe we should. And then I forget. Someone asked us like, hey, do you have like a course on how to stage short-term rentals? And I was like, yes, I do. No, we didn't.
Stage to rent.
Yeah. They made us like, I was like, Nett, we have to go make this course so that we can go speak at this giant conference and just see if this sticks. And then it was like, and then like other things happened. We just kept saying like, yes. And that gets very confusing for people because then you hear stuff about how you have to focus and say no. And I think right now we're in our season of no, but then we were very much in our season of yes. And it was just like trusting that like, hey, I think we're supposed to be doing this and saying these things and joining these people together. So let's just keep trying it. That was unexpected that we would be here in 2024 and my full-time job is thanks for visiting. And we're having to close down other businesses because this is taking this needs our focus. And that was, you know, not expected at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love this. And actually you just saying nesters, I forgot. I actually didn't find thanks for visiting. I found nesters. So Sarah and Nick, her husband, had like an Instagram, their content, creating content on Instagram. And I found you because of a contractor, because I was flipping houses as well. And a different contractor, I don't know, somehow said something about you guys. So whenever that happened, I would always stalk somebody lightly on Instagram and then follow them. And that's how I found thanks for visiting. It wasn't even because of short-term rentals. It was like Nestor's is doing this thing. So this is so crazy. You never freaking know like what's going to happen. You don't know, like we can have all the goals in the dang world. Seriously, my 10-year plan. Oh my God. I don't even waste my time on a 10-year plan personally. Yeah. No, because you have no idea like where these little tidbits are going to come from. It's so beautiful that we don't expect it, even if we really want it this way. Like you guys started that, whatever the stuff that you were doing, like, and I actually didn't know that you had thanks for visiting before, and then you asked Sarah to be on
called
it.
Called The Art of Hosting.
Yep. So
I'm you very artistic. I'm going to share it with you, Tanya. I still have the original like podcast cover art, but that was Sarah showed up like that day. I had 12 episodes like ready to go. And I was like, no, be my co-host on the show. So it's fun to
just unexpected,
but it is showing up like, you know, it's not, that's the other part too, is like I've showed up to, I am an extrovert. I am a networker. Like I show up. And so guess what? Like 9 times out of 10, I mean, I always have a great time. I always just make it a focus to like meet one person or have one takeaway. But if you're not showing up consistently, you know, having those doors open for you, and a lot of times they're not giant doors or like, you know, like creaked open poorly.
Trap doors.
Yeah, you're like, you gotta go in for it. But it's fun to just, chat with you and kind of reminisce on that. I'm like, oh my gosh, we didn't have those intentions to build. And even we said it kind of like, oh, there's 300. Like, are you joking me? Just to even have 300 people listen to our podcast back in the day was like,
what? It was cool. Right. Yeah.
And so I think that also is something that I want to share and remind ourselves is that your community, it can be 3 people, it can be 30 people, it can be 300, it can be 3,000, but every person counts. Like, it's all about the one. And so I think we have to like remind ourselves of that a lot of times too, because you have like a lot of vanity metrics. And so you have to quiet that noise and just know, like, we did a workshop earlier and 40 people were there. And sometimes online, and let's say Instagram or YouTube, you get very jaded. But I'm like, if there were 40 people in a room with us right now, like, holy smokes, that's unbelievable. And so that's the other part too of I attribute so much of this to Sarah and being diligent. Growing something in the beginning, like she'll tell you, like when our Instagram account, she remembers laying in bed posting, there was like 2 followers. Like, I don't, everybody like, get out of here, the people that like overnight success or growing communities. We paid for our, you know, we like, they were paying for meetups. We were, you know, getting on the mic when literally we don't know if anybody was listening. We had to show up over and over and over again. And sometimes that's like, it's still hard, you know, it's like, and I just think that doesn't get enough shine of like, it was hard in the beginning and it's still hard. Like, it doesn't get easier, but it's part of what we want to do. Like, it fulfills us, you know? So I think, just trying to go from 0 to like, you know, 1 million that quick is too hard. Cause we see everybody out there, like whoever you follow online, whether it's someone in real estate or, you know, anybody you follow and you see all these follower accounts or all this live events they're putting on, but it's like, they had to start back with that one person too. So they just put in more time and more reps. So it can get discouraging. And so that's why you talk about tribes though, Tanya. Like, Sarah and I actually have like a micro tribe because we're pushing each other to help our larger tribe, you know? And so us being partners is this, we'll call it the micro tribe, has been everything for us. Cause we probably would have tapped out. first place.
Well, absolutely. And actually this is a great segue into, like, you guys, to me, you guys are people I'm chasing. I will chase you for a while because I think you guys are incredible. You're obviously very giving. I could compliment you for 5 hours and I'd still have stuff to say. But you guys are still, like, you ladies are totally real people. That's why I love you, is because I've met you in real life. You are real people. I can just come up and ask you questions and you'll answer them. So, but you guys probably, you've built this cool thing. Tell me about self-limiting beliefs and if you still have them, because I, you know, as a person that maybe wouldn't know you, I'd be like, those girls know what the hell they're doing. They don't, they just do these incredible things and whatever. Tell me, you got to have them.
I was spewing one today.
Yeah, I'll start and Sarah will finish. She had alluded to earlier, we were on a call about a program we're thinking about joining because we want to continue to grow in our business. Okay, it's a large investment. We're trying to figure out if it's the right fit for us. And it was a group call, kind of everybody asking their questions to decide if they want to join. And so, yeah, it actually brought up that some limiting beliefs, because it is a higher price point. It's not so much about the price point.
Yeah. And this my limiting belief, it sneaks up in my brain probably every day. So I used to be a musical theater performer. I spent my whole life training, dancing, singing, acting, all of it, like whole life. And I was very focused and I knew exactly what my 10-year plan was, you know, until I got there.
I'm going to share. Sarah's been on Broadway. She's been on HGTV. Like, she's not like, I wanted to do the thing. I did it. Yeah.
She did the thing. She was a badass. She is a badass.
I am. I don't even know if I am anymore.
You are. No, you are.
I was really talented. I was, because you had to be. Like, no, because it's ground zero. Like, you moved to New York City. Like, I'm not going to be over here. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm good or not. And then like, you built a note out. Like, no, like you have to be good if you want to survive. But, you know, I told Nat today, I was like, I let my freak flag fly. And I usually try to keep my mouth shut because I also don't want to bring her down. But I was very good at being the understudy because I could learn everyone's part and I could go, I would sometimes go on mid-show because there'd be an injury and I would take over that role mid-show and crush it. Like, that was my superpower. But I always wanted to get the leading role and I wanted to be the lead and I wanted to be like starring, you know, Sarah Russo's back in the day. And like, and I never got that. And so like, I let that be my chip on the shoulder. I let that be my limiting belief that like, I will always be a chorus girl. And my role was really important. And I'm not, you know what I mean? But like, I let that hold me back. And I don't even think I know when I let it hold me back. Do you know what I mean? Like, you let it take over you where it starts, it's like subconscious. Like, the actions that I take every day probably do keep me back without even realizing that. That is why self-reflection, and whether you write or you just sit and meditate or you think, I think is helpful, because it will take over you and you don't even know that it's having you say that word or not take that call or whatever. So, and I felt because like, and then I feel like I'm holding you back. Like, we want to hit this goal and we haven't done it. And I feel like I'm just this like chorus girl for always, like, when I was nesters, like, I was never like the big Instagram account, right? I didn't have like the...
Who are you people you love? Who are those people?
Oh, Chris loves Julia.
Chris loves Julia. Oh,
they're so good. You know what I mean? And they were good. They deserve everything they have and got. Like, I was never one of those people that wanted to knock people down. I just wanted to be around them so I could see like, what are they doing differently? Mm-hmm. And I think, and I don't think it's, I think it's just me needing to get my own brain right. And and continue to change that narrative in my head, which is really hard to do, especially because it's just, life is just hard. It's never going to get easier. And I know Chris and Julia have their own struggles. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that to be true. And you always think it's better over there. And you wish you were, you know, you think about that time where I would have died to know that Annette and I were doing full-time work as Thanks for Visiting, you know. I knew that was going to be true. I would have lost my mind. And here I am being like, oh my gosh, like, why am I not better? Why am I not bringing more?
But you know? I think that can also be a superpower. And trying to figure out how to harness those limiting beliefs to actually, you know, continue to propel you forward. So I think if someone's telling you they don't have them, I kind of...
And
if they don't, then yes, like, they've, you know, got something figured out. But I just think it's part of like human nature too, because this has been a really good call for us, because we were talking about maybe limiting beliefs earlier today and where we want to be and we're not there yet. And so, but it's really cool to reflect right now, just like kind of telling these stories. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, holy smokes, we have come so far. But we would be bold-faced lying if we did not say that we analyze our own conscious and subconscious mind like very, very often, if not daily, to figure out what is limiting us. Why aren't we, you know, further along, or, you know, revenue higher, or own more property, you know? It is just like part of who we are. I'm very open to share that. Like, we're very thankful for where we are, but there are also things that we're like daily we're battling, like wanting to be somewhere else. So, we have them every day and we've just really dug into it earlier ourselves of like, what is it? What's our belief that we need to squash?
They also can drive you. So it's like, you got to squash your limiting belief. You also listen to it though, too, because if I didn't have it, would I just be complacent? Like, would I just, would I not give back? I don't know. So I feel like you do have to, you know, and it's hard. Mental health is real. And if you let that take over you, like, it can do some really damaging things to yourself and the people that you're around. And so I am vulnerable with my business partner, and I do tell her when I'm doubting myself, but then I kind of just like pick up my bootstraps and I'm like, I cannot let this keep us down. And then I, you know, and then you just have to keep going and like, let that drive you forward too.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you guys are a partnership, because you're a really good example of a partnership that people would want to aspire to be. And not everybody could fit into a partnership, and that's okay. But I think like you have a built-in like person that can say like, hey, no, what about these things? Like, we've done really cool stuff. Like, just letting you know, I know you can have down days. It's totally okay to not be on every single day. But I think having that person, like you, it's true. It's a micro tribe. We'll call it a micro tribe, because it's when you have somebody, like, that's the reason that I'm such a big cheerleader for tribes, is because when I have a hard hosting day, I reach out to my hosting friends and they like calm me way down, because buds, it's going to shorten the curve of how long I'm going to be down, because we all get down, and it's just how long are we going to stay down? Are we going to stay down only for like 10 minutes? Is it going to be a few hours? Is it going to be days, weeks? And when you have other people to pull you up out of, you know, like you fell off the boat and now you need to just be pulled back up. Well, you know, if you have one person, they can totally lift you. But if you have six people, they could lift you too. Like, it doesn't matter how many people it is. It's just, you know, how supportive they
are. Sometimes you got to do the rounds. I don't know about you, but like if I'm down, like, Sarah helps. And then I got to call a friend. I got to call my mom. Like, I need to hear it over and over and over. Like, keep it coming. I need all the words that you can give me. So I think that's important too, is if you got to call six people, everybody in the tribe, let them know where you're at. But yeah, that the limiting belief. And I think for us too, it's part of Sarah and I's mission of just like letting women know when we look out into the internet and just like the larger noise of real estate investing, business building, there is a lot more men than women. And that's why we have to show up too, because we want women to know that their tribe is out there. And whatever business that is for women, but it's very limited. And so we feel a duty to show up, and we're showing up in the short-term rental niche, but like women especially need people to be noisy, to get their voices heard so other women can find them. So that's the one thing I can share that has been interesting, is we do let our freak flag fly. Like, you have to fold your towels like this. This needs to be like this. And guess what? Like, we were reading through, we were sharing the other day, like, what's your secret cleaning satisfaction? And people are like, we were like, oh yeah, like folding your towels. Yeah. Doing cleaning this. Like, when you find those people, you're like, okay, they're out there. They were waiting for us to tell them what our like little secret obsession, cleaning obsession is. So I think people are waiting. Your people are there waiting. But you have to like, let them know that you're looking for them too.
Yeah, I actually, one thing I've mentioned to people before, I have a really good vacuum cleaner at the property that we're working on right now. And it's all because of this group. It's so funny because it's the weird, like when you find the weird people, you can put, like I go into HBMM and I put in the word vacuum and the comments, because this is the stuff that we care about. Like, guys, if I'm going to spend a couple hundred bucks on a vacuum, like I want to know it's going to be one that does well and that my cleaners are going to be happy with. So I found a self-proclaimed obsessed vacuum cleaner person, you know, and she like is from the group. Oh gosh, I'm trying to remember who it was. And she's fantastic. I love her. I can picture her dang face, but that's why I bought the vacuum I did. And my cleaners have been giving me compliments and I'm like, yep, you can thank this person for it because she loved her vacuum cleaner. So I was like, well, if she's a self-proclaimed vacuum freak, well, this is great news. Like, that's the person that I want answering my question. It's like stuff like that is so great. So finding your weirdos, like I love that. We're all weird, guys. There's nobody on this planet that's not weird. There's some vanilla people, but pretty much they all have like some
weird
thing.
Being so vanilla.
Yeah. They're weird. But those vanilla people, they have something too. They might fold their socks a certain way, or they'll only wear black socks their whole entire life. Or, you know, they have to put their toothbrush in a very specific manner. Like these people are everywhere. It's so much more fun when we get to talk about our weirdness, because I follow a gal on Instagram that I love so much, and she's all about quilting, and she's, you know, in her 20s, and she's just trying to find her quilt besties. It's all she talks about all the time is quilt besties. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Well, yeah, like, actually, I don't know if you've had her on the show, but if we want to talk a little bit about history, like bed and breakfast, you know, that is very historical for women to open their homes when the wars were going on, and that was a way that they could earn income while their husbands were abroad. But quilting bees, like, they would sit with their tribe and quilt and talk, and it was probably therapy for them. But like, we should look historically, like who started those, when they started it, how they spread. But that might be one of the original female get-togethers were the quilting bees. It was like, because they, you know, of course they had to have an excuse to get together, so they would quilt together. I've never been to a quilting bee, but I think it'd be interesting to look up the history there for you. I'm giving you homework.
I'd go just to watch. Yeah, I'd go just to watch that and be like, okay, yeah, like I love quilt, like like the pretty fabrics.
I'll get cozy with the quilt. I'm not going to make one though.
No, but you'll clean one.
You'll clean one
and you'll clean the whole area around it.
I will.
Oh, that's so awesome. So can you tell me anything about like what you guys feel like some of your biggest wins have been?
You have so many wins. Yeah. Biggest wins though. No, that's like, biggest wins happen bi-weekly. I think for me, when we started to pay ourselves as a W-2, from Thanks for Visiting, like, yeah. No, like that. It's so funny. It's like everyone's
paying
for their W-2, but then you like start a business and you're like, well, I need to get back to the W-2. I think, let me bring that up. But I think I have to pinch myself very often that like when I get a direct deposit, the direct deposit is like from our business. And that is such a huge win. Cause when I left my last company, I was like, I am going to do whatever it takes to like make it on my own. And so obviously I'm not making it on my own, but that is huge. Like to be able to just think about that. And we've been doing that for a couple of years now and we have not missed. And that has just been really huge for me.
Yeah. Big wins. I would say, gosh.
Marlene, that's a big
one. Yeah, I was going to bring up real estate investing, but doing it with Annette, like, because doing it, like, my husband and I would buy real estate and we would flip it. And like, sometimes like we didn't know, like we were so naive half the time. But he would do it with me anyway. Right. And I know that Nick is, you know, my other half and we are so weird together in the best way. You know what I'm saying? But then to find a, mm-hmm. like a friend, this is more like Annette, and then to like bring her into my weird, like we should buy this townhome together. And like, and she's just like, yes. Recently, I just asked
those guys,
I asked her to invest in like a $1.7 million land deal. And she was like, yeah, let's do it. I'm just like, is there no end to you saying yes to my stupid questions? You know what I mean? And like, and I don't always bring her all the like, the data or like, I don't know. And it's not just that the big real estate deals either. It's like, it's the little stuff too. So I think the win is being brave enough to have an idea and then bring it to this person who it would affect her life too. But asking her anyway, you know, and I think that's, and then we've gotten some really cool stuff out of that. We've also had some failures out of that, but that's okay. Cause we learn and then we pivot and we just keep going forward. That's very special and very cool. And it's a big win all the time.
Well, it's awesome. And you just kind of alluded to something I also want to ask. Can you tell me if you guys have had some really big misses? And I don't call them failures anymore because my failures are typically very good experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So tell me, though, about some of yours.
Mm-hmm. Misses. We've had plenty.
We have had plenty.
Lots and lots and lots.
I can say a miss would be not really thinking through all of the investments all the time. No, I mean like getting excited about them, but not really thinking financially through them. And we've joined some, let's say, groups before where we really didn't like have enough time to
dedicate
to it. Mm-hmm. So I think the misses is trying to be a part. So this is actually to talk about the tribe. Us joining too many things and not being able to devote enough time to them and then not seeing the results. And so that has mm-hmm. been a huge myth. And making some large investments like that and saying, if we're honest with ourselves, we did not carve out the amount of time that we needed to dig into that and focus. And, you know, the time went by, we were out and that was gone. That's been something, another miss, because I want to share with everybody, you know, maybe not pay, we do paid ads and not keeping a really close eye on that all of the time and understanding all of the conversion rates, the amount that we're spending, really being able to track those. That has been something that was as a big expense that could be, I would say could be, again, it was a learning lesson, but like how do we do it over again? And I think what you hear here is thinking we just buy something or you invest in something and it's just going to work out. Oh, I bought it. So it's just going to work.
Spoiler alert.
You don't have to do the work. You know, that's what it is thinking that if we just invest in it, that it'll give back. And it's like, no, you still got to be on top of your stuff. You still got to put the work in.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I think I appreciate you guys sharing that stuff because I don't know. Some people just think when you're at the top, like the Bezos and the Musks and the big people in the world, like they've tried and they failed a lot, like a really lot. And sometimes we only concentrate on those big, huge wins. And it's like, yeah, but there was probably 30 years of not wins or 10 years or whatever. So it's awesome. Can you tell me if you, what kinds of things you guys are looking for right now? Like, I like to connect people. I mean, Annette, you're a super connector too. I already know this about you. But still, like what kinds of things are you guys looking for right now? Are you actually looking for more things with your real estate? Are you looking for more things for your community? What kinds of stuff are you looking for?
The first thing that's come to my mind is we are actually looking for a great ads strategist. So cold ads,
because we know more of our tribe is out there, but our messaging has to be right to find them.
Yeah. And get them to like, you know, because their attention is expensive and we know that. And so we work with someone who understands ads, all sorts of platforms, to really help us bridge that gap. And that's been a struggle of ours, I think, for the past like year and a half. So you asked, and that's the first, it's like not the real estate thing. It's like just taking like we're doing more of what we're doing the same, what we're doing. Cause that's all good. But then how do we reach out and extend that arm out and say, hey, like take my hand, like join us. It's super cool over here.
Because we understand, whether it's like advertising for your short-term rental, advertising for your business, like sales and marketing, I don't care what you do, is it's the linchpin. And so that's, and that's where we're really working. You know, if you're trying to sell that overnight stay, if you're trying to sell somebody to be your partner on a deal, like just really getting really deep in the sales and marketing and understanding it, because it is the gift that's going to continue to give in whatever industry, you know, you're participating in. That's why sales, you know, people get all like salty all the time when sales reps make all this money. It's like, well, they're bringing a lot of revenue into the business, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're going out for the kill and bringing it back.
That's awesome. I think I know somebody that I'm going to connect you with. She might be a good fit for you. So I think of things like this, and I love to ask you these questions because if somebody's listening that has somebody that's an ad strategist that might want to work with a company that's already got a proven track record that they could maybe help, this is a great spot to be able to do it. And I've also started to get, you guys said it earlier in the thing that sometimes you're just talking into a microphone and you have no idea if anybody's like listening. And I think it's been really, really, really fulfilling and fun. People reach out. Like I want, if anybody loved this podcast episode, loves, you know, Sarah and Annette, wants to check out theirs, like they should reach out and say that. Like it is so fun and fulfilling to get like a message about something. Like I found out somebody wrote about me in a book. I truly did not know this happened. It happened 2 or 3 years ago. And I found out about it 2 weeks ago. And I was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Well, this book that I read that you're in it and talks about the story. And I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he kind of gave me the rest of the info and I'm like, what? So people, if you're listening and you think, you know, something Sarah or Annette said, or maybe you love to sing on Broadway too. And that's like a thing for you. You like Sarah loves to talk, like, she would probably nerd out hard with another person that wants to talk about singing on Broadway because that's your thing. I haven't been able to get you to sing, but I'm still on this mission. Like I was for as long as the fact that I will know you.
She hasn't sang for me. So don't, I'm retired. Don't feel up.
Annette, someday she's going to. She's just going to all of a sudden belt something out and we're going to be like, it's kind of like the unicorn just, you know, hopping by. So I'm going to keep trying. I don't care. So, but people listening, if you got anything out of this, reach out like to any of us because it's really fun. It's been fun for me to share when people reach out about somebody's episode. I like to screenshot it and share it and be like, oh my God, look at how awesome this is. So yeah, I think I'm pretty much like wrapping things up. Do you guys have anything else? Like, can you actually plug your mastermind? Because I really do. Like, I'll plug it too, but please tell people like how they could potentially find you and maybe join that if they were interested.
Yeah, the best place to go is thanksforvisiting.com. And on there, if you're a new host, we have something for you. And if you're an experienced host and you're looking for a mastermind where you can really level up and just make that hosting business sing, speaking of singing, just go to thanksforvisiting.com. You can also email us hi@thanksforvisiting.com. And even if you just have a hosting question, like seriously, like we're not going anywhere. So if now is not the time to invest with us, that's okay. We'll be here for you. We also have our podcast, our YouTube channel, or on Instagram every single day. So we're just over here just trying to do the thing and help you out.
That's awesome. And their social, like, so Instagram, you can find them at thanksforvisiting_. And I'll put it in show notes and all that good stuff. And yeah, that's all I have today. Ladies, you're awesome. You're awesome. I love you too so intensely. Like, it's just you show people, like, you know, there's good ways and better ways to do things. And I think that's the cool part, is like, you guys aren't throwing shade on people. You're just like, hey, you could potentially do it better if you want to. And if you don't want to, who cares? I love that about you. Thank you for joining
me. Thanks, Tanya.
I don't know if you guys heard that. They did it in sync because they're so in sync all the time. It is the most delightful thing ever. All right. Everybody have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, that was fun, Annette, talking to Tanya. And we did a lot of memory lane revisiting. What is that called? Going down memory lane?
We went down memory lane.
And we did. And we've come so far. It's been, we started Thanks for Visiting in 2019, and here we are in 2024. And we still have the same crazy, like, we gotta do this next. We have to serve our community this way and all the things. So we continue to be really excited about what we're building, and we couldn't do it without you listeners, those of you who attend our conferences, our mastermind members, those of you who champion us on Instagram or YouTube.
Hit the like button, subscribe button, the heart button. Every single one matters. We really appreciate you.
And with that, I am Sarah Carricane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets? They're all inside our STR must-haves master list. Our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFV must-haves master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.